Child's pose, please. Hips back to your heels. Forehead to the mat. Arms stretched out in front of you. Palms face down or back by your side. Palms face up. Start to connect to your breath and turn inwards. Take deep breaths and feel your body rise and fall gently against the earth. As you know, we often end class with a quote, but there's something I'd like to share that's stayed with me, and I think it's pretty inspiring. It's from Rumi, and it says, "Reason has no way to say it's love. Only love opens that secret. If you want to be more alive, love is the truest health." So with that, give this gift to yourself today. Love yourself. Be compassionate with yourself. And allow for whatever comes up to come up. Come deeper into your breath. Exhale everything out. Take a sweet inhale and exhale. Take another deep inhale. Feel up your whole body. Hold it. And exhale, ha.
I am the luckiest.
On your next exhale, curl your toes under, hips high, heels low, and come into your downward facing dog. Really feel the palms of your hands pressing into the earth. Feel your hips shooting up to the sky. Take this time to let your body awaken. See what feels good, maybe pedal your feet. Sway your hips. And then on your next inhale, raise your right leg to the back of the room. Your hips are square. Find some length here out through your toes. And then on your next breath, inhale it up higher to the sky. Maybe open up that hip. Rotate your ankle. Listen to your body. Then inhale it high up and exhale, gently bring it down to the ground. On your next inhale, raise your left leg to the back of the room. Feet are reaching for the back wall. Then on your next inhale, raise it high to the sky. Open up that hip. Rotate your ankle. See what feels good. And then on your next inhale, raise it high to the sky. And on your exhale, gently glide it down. Take a few breaths here.
Where is my love?
Exhale everything out. Take a full inhale. And exhale. Ha. Beautiful. Soften your knees. Glance forward. Step or lightly jump in between your hands. Come into your forward fold. Take a half lift, flat back, flat belly. Lead with your heart and release down. Bring your feet together so your toes and heels are touching. Feel the earth holding you from below. Then on your inhale, draw your arms up overhead, palms pressed into mountain pose. Your feet are deeply rooted into the ground. There's energy drawing up the fronts of your thighs. Your core is engaged. Your tailbone is slightly tucked. A soft gaze, soften your face. Feel length out through those arms, out through those fingers. Take an inhale here, soften your neck, glance back, reach back, bring those hips forward, and exhale down to the ground. We're gonna do this two more times. So on your next inhale, draw your arms up overhead, palms pressed. Take one full inhale here, glance back as you reach back, and exhale, bring it all down to the ground. One last time, make it your fullest inhale, draw your arms up overhead, palms pressed. Inhale, glance back, reach back, and exhale, release. Take a half lift, flat back, flat belly, and release down to the mat and jump back into your plank or step back. Let's just hold here for a second. Make sure that your shoulders are directly over your wrists. Your core is engaged, your hips are lifted. Energy shooting out of back of your heels. Take a deep inhale here. Lift out through those shoulders and exhale. Slowly come down to the ground, resisting gravity. Inhale, come into your upward facing dog. Lead with that heart. Open that chest. And exhale, come back down into downward facing dog. On your next inhale, raise your right leg to the back of the room. On your exhale, step it through in between your hands. Release that back foot down to the ground. Stay low in that front knee. On your inhale, draw your arms up overhead, palms pressed into your warrior one. You have a 90 degree angle. The knee is directly over the ankle. Your hips are drawing to the front of the room. Your shoulders are released. Maybe close your eyes. Breathe. Deep breaths. Take a deep inhale. Lower a little more. Reach back. Look back. And exhale. Bring your arms down. Step back. And come into your flow. On your next inhale, raise your left leg to the sky. On your exhale, step it through in between your hands. Release that back foot down to the mat. Make sure your front foot is in line with your back arch. Then on your inhale, draw up into your warrior one. Engage that core. The hips are drawing to the front of the room. Bring that right hip towards the front. Soften your gaze. Breathe. Take a deep inhale, lift out of the base of the spine. Look back, glance back. And then on your exhale, release your hands down. Step back and come into your flow. High to low. We're going to come into the sequence, one breath, one movement. So on your inhale, raise your right leg to the back of the room. On your exhale, step it through. Come up into your warrior one. Take one full breath here and exhale it down. Listen to that internal rhythm to guide you. It's yours and yours alone. move through these poses and the transitions with sensitivity.
So discreet, they are hypocrites, forget them.
As you come back to downward facing dog, take 5 deep, rich breaths. Grow into this pose. Maybe your heart reaches a little closer to those thighs. Wherever you are, exhale everything out. Take a deep, rich inhale. Hold it and exhale, ha. On your inhale, glide your right leg to the back of the room. On your exhale, step it through in between your hands. Draw up into your warrior one. And on your exhale, open and expand into your warrior two. Your hips are moving towards the side wall. Your core is engaged. Your fingers are really spread wide. Really feel that energy out through the front, out through that back. Assume some space here. Breathe. Take a deep inhale, lower a little more in that lunge, and on your exhale, windmill your arms down. Step back and flow. On your inhale, glide your left leg to the sky. On your exhale, step it through in between your hands. Inhale up into your warrior one. And on your exhale, open and soften into your warrior two. Left palm forward, right palm back. You're deep in that front lunge. Your hips are spiraling towards the side wall. Fingers spread wide. Take a deep inhale here. Lower a little more. And exhale. Windmill your arms down. Step back and flow. We're going to go through this sequence, one breath, one movement as well. I invite you to close your eyes as much as possible and move intuitively from a place of feeling. So on your inhale, raise your right leg up to the sky. On your exhale, step it through. Come up into your warrior one. Open into your warrior two. Make one full breath here. And then bring your arms down. Step back and flow. Move into your left side. Listen for that internal breath, that internal rhythm. As you come back into your downward facing dog, connect back to your breath. Breathe deep. Exhale everything out. Fill your body up with a sweet inhale. Hold it at the top and exhale, ha. Soften your knees, glance forward, lightly jump or step in between your hands. Come into your forward fold. Take a half lift, flat back, flat belly. Lead with that heart, open that chest, and release back down. Get heavy here for a moment. Maybe grab your elbows, sway from side to side. Feel your head reaching down to the earth. Release and let go. Bring your hands back down to the mat, and then on your inhale, draw your arms up, hips low, into chair pose. You're drawing back on those hips. Your arms are fully extended, fingers spread wide. Your pinkies are turning in slightly to release your shoulders. Breathe here. Soften your face. Take a deep inhale, lower a little more, and exhale, release down. Take a half lift, lead with the heart, and release. We're gonna do another set of chair. So on your inhale, draw your arms up, hips low, rise up into your chair pose. Build on the first one. Your body has a memory. Maybe you're gonna move into it a little deeper, or maybe you'll step back a little. Use only what you need to use. Get rid of the rest. Breathe. Lift those arms a little higher. Bend a little deeper. Take a deep inhale and exhale, release. Take a half lift and release and come back into your flow. On your inhale, glide your right leg to the back of the room. On your exhale, step it through in between your hands. Inhale, come up into your warrior one. And on your exhale, open into your warrior two. Maybe close your eyes. Gently open your eyes. Flip your right palm up. Take a deep inhale, reach the front of the room, ribs over the thighs, and exhale, come back into your reverse warrior. Your left hand is gently resting above or below your knee, or coming behind your back towards your inner thigh. Feel that length all along the side of your body. Your ribs are peeling away one by one. Glance up if that's available to you. Breathe. Take a deep inhale. And on your exhale, come back to your warrior two. Engage that core. Take a deep inhale here, and on your exhale, bring your right hand down to the mat, left palm up into side angle. Your shoulders are stacked in one long line. Feel your body spiraling from just below the navel. Take a deep inhale. Exhale, rotate it a bit more open, spiral open. Take another deep inhale, and on your exhale, bring your left bicep over your left ear. There's one long line of energy out through your fingers, out through your toes. If you want a little more vigor, you can draw up your right arm to meet your left, either shoulder widths apart or palms clasped. Breathe. Take a deep inhale, spiral open, and on your exhale, bring your left palm down to the mat, right palm up, into revolve side angle. Feel that shoulder reaching for that knee. On your inhales, you lengthen. On your exhales, you spiral open. Allow your heart to shine up to the sky. Take a deep inhale, and on your exhale, draw your right hand down, around and through, in a counterclockwise direction. Your hands will meet at your ankle, and stay low in that front knee. If you need to, you can come back to your knee on the back leg. Breathe into this, breathe into that heat. deep breaths. You can do this. Take a deep inhale, and on your exhale, open up into your bind. Left hand behind your back, right hand below your inner thigh. Open up that heart. Glance up. Take a deep inhale, open, and exhale. Bring that right palm back down to the mat, left palm up, high to the sky. Inhale, and on your exhale, squeeze back up into your warrior two. Engage that core. Stay low in that front knee. On your next inhale, draw your hands to the front into your warrior one. Square your hips to the front of the room. Take an inhale, lift out of the base of the spine. And on your exhale, come into your power lunge. Arms are back by your back like airplane wings. Palms are face down. Deep breaths. You can interlace your fingers, release those shoulders a little bit, open up that chest. Breathe. Take a deep inhale, and on your exhale, draw your arms to the front of the room, shoulder widths wide, fingers spread wide, lengthening, breathing. Reach for something that compels you and drives you. Reach, breathe. Take a deep inhale, lift, and exhale. Release your hands down. Step back and flow. Be gentle in your flow. Take as much time as you need. Maybe spend a little more time in upward facing dog. Feel those hips opening. You come back to downward facing dog. Let's take a collective breath. So exhale everything out. Take a deep inhale, infuse your whole body, and exhale, ha. On your next inhale, glide your left leg up to the sky. On your exhale, step it through in between your hands. Draw up into your warrior one. And on your exhale, open and soften into your warrior two. Maybe close your eyes. Breathe. Slowly open your eyes. Flip your left palm up. Reach to the front of the room. Ribs over the thigh. And on your exhale, come back into your reverse warrior. Peaceful warrior. Glance up if that's available to you. Feel your whole side lengthening, reaching. Take a deep inhale here, and on your exhale, come back into your warrior two. Expand in this pose. Open that chest. Take a deep inhale, and on your exhale, bring your left palm down to the mat, right palm up into side angle. Shoulders are stacked in one long line of energy. Lift out of that left shoulder. Take a deep inhale, and on your exhale, draw your right bicep over your right ear to the front of the room. If you want a little more vigor or emphasis in that front leg, you can draw up your left hand to meet your right, either shoulder widths apart or palms clasped. Really rotate open from below the center of your navel. Feel that ball of energy radiating out. Breathe here. Take another deep inhale, and on your exhale, draw your right palm down, left palm up into revolved side angle. Feel that shoulder reaching for your knee, just about to kiss it. Extend those fingers up to the sky. On your inhales, you lengthen. On your exhales, you spiral open. Take another deep inhale. And on your exhale, draw your left hand down, around and through. Your hands meet at your ankle. They move in a clockwise direction this time. Come deep into that front hip. Breathe into it. If you need to come down to your back knee, please do so. Take a deep inhale, and on your exhale, open up into your bind. Right hand behind your back, left hand below your inner thigh. Reaching for your clothes, your wrists, your hands. Breathe. Shine that heart to the sky. Take a deep inhale. And on your exhale, draw your left palm back down to the mat, right palm up. Take a deep inhale, and on your exhale, squeeze back into your warrior two. Engage that core. On your next inhale, draw into your warrior one, hips move to the front of the room. Take a deep inhale, lift out of the base of the spine. Look back, and on your exhale, come into your power lunge. Your navel's lifted off your thigh. Your gaze is a few feet in front of you. Deep breaths. You can interlace your fingers, release your shoulders. Breathe here. Take a deep inhale, and on your exhale, draw your arms to the front of the room. Fingers spread wide, reaching, lengthening. Extend a little more, breathe. Stay with it. Take a deep inhale, lengthen a little more, and on your exhale, release your hands down to the mat. Step back and come into your flow. Let's take 5 breaths here. Exhale everything out. Take a full inhale and exhale. Soften your knees, glance forward, lightly jump or step in between your hands. Come back into your forward fold. Take a half lift, flat back, flat belly, and release. Bring your feet together so your toes and heels are touching. And then on your inhale, draw your arms up, hips low into thunderbolts. Your palms are clasped. You're drawing back on those hips. Maybe peek down and make sure you can see your toes right jutting out from your knees. Your core is engaged. Breathe. Take a deep inhale, lift. And on your exhale, draw your hands to heart center. Take an inhale, lift out of the base of the spine, roll those shoulders back, and exhale, draw your left elbow over your right knee into prayer twist. Feel those thumbs pressing into your heart, reaching for your heart. Feel that spiraling happening from right below the navel. You can come into your flyaway or your bind. Explore. We slept on leaves on my drive. take a deep inhale, spiral open, and on your exhale, come back to heart center. Take a deep inhale here, lift out of the base of the spine, and on your exhale, bring your right elbow over your left knee and come into the other side. Feel that energy between your inner thighs pushing you to spiral. Glance up if that's available to you. Feel your thumbs reaching for your heart. You can come into your flyaway or bind. This side may be different than the other. Listen to your body. Take a deep inhale, and on your exhale, draw back to heart center. Stay low in those knees. Take a deep inhale, lift, and exhale, release into your forward folds. Take a half lift, lead with your heart, and release, and jump back into plank and hold here. We're gonna do a set of push-ups. So really stay lifted out of those hips. If you need to, you can come down to your knees. So take an inhale, lift out of those shoulders, and exhale, come down halfway. Press up. Inhale, lift, come down 2/3 of the way. Press up. Inhale, lift, come down 2 inches above the mat. Hover here, breathe, engage that core. Come up 1 inch, press all the way up. Lift out of those shoulders, and on your exhale, slowly come into your flow. On your inhale, glide your right leg up to the back of the rim. On your exhale, step it through in between your hands. Your back foot is lifted off the mat, so you're in a runner's lunge. All 10 toes are facing the front. Your feet can be hips width apart, and that will help with the balancing. On your inhale, draw your arms up overhead, palms pressed, and come into your crescent lunge. Soften your face, release those shoulders. Take a deep inhale and exhale, draw your hands down to heart center. Inhale here, lift, and exhale, bring your left elbow over your right knee. Really feel that elbow pressing into the outside of the knee. Feel your hands pressing into one another. Feel that energy spiraling you open. You can explore your flyaway or your bind. Take a deep inhale here, and on your exhale, come back to heart center. Inhale, lift out of the base of the spine, and on your exhale, bring your hands down to the mat, step back, and come into your flow. On your inhale, raise your left leg up. On your exhale, step it through to the front of the mat. Your back foot is lifted, your heel is lifted. All 10 toes face the front of the room. You can move backwards and forwards, maybe to see your center of gravity where it's shifting. And then on your inhale, draw your arms up overhead, palms pressed, and come into your crescent lunge. That back leg is fully engaged. It's supporting you, holding you. Take a deep inhale, and on your exhale, bring your hands down to heart center. Take another deep inhale, lift out of the base of the spine, and on your exhale, draw your elbow over your knee and come into the other side. Breathe here. Explore your edge. Come into your flyaway or your bind. It's okay to be shaky. It's okay to fall. We welcome that. That's how you find your edge. Move with it. Take a deep inhale. And on your exhale, come back to heart center. Inhale, lift out of the base of the spine. And exhale, your hands release. You step back and move through your flow. Take a few breaths here in your downward facing dog. Exhale everything out. Release it all. Take a sweet, full inhale. And exhale, ha. On your next inhale, bring your right leg up to the sky. On your exhale, bring it through into your half pigeon. Your knee is on the outside of your shoulder. Your back leg is straight and engaged. Draw your hips to the front of the room as much as possible. Take a deep inhale, lift out of the base of the spine. And on your exhale, gently come down to the mat. Arms fully extended. And release. Connect back with your breath. This is a rare gift to just let everything go and release. The more we let go of, the more we find room for more grace to fill us up. Expel your breath out. Take a sweet, rich inhale. And exhale, ha. Slowly on your own breath, make your way up. And gently move through your flow. On your inhale, move into your left side. So on your next inhale, draw your left up, leg up. And on your exhale, bring it through. The shoulders on the outside, the knees on the outside of the shoulder. Your hips are drawing to the front of the room. Inhale, lift out of the base of the spine. And exhale, gently come down to the mat. Breathe deep, find your rhythm. These moments can be very unexpected when we just surrender to everything. But I think some amazing things can come out of those. Allow for it. The space will hold you. Allow for whatever comes up. Exhale everything out. Take a full inhale. And exhale, ha. Slowly on your own breath, make your way up and move into your flow from high to low. On your next inhale, draw your shoulders over your wrists and move into your plank. And then gently come down to all fours. So your knees are on the mat, your shoulders are directly over your wrists. Come into a few cat-cows. So as you inhale, you arch your back, you look up. And as you exhale, you curl your back and look down at your belly button. Move through this gently, feeling your vertebrae elongating one by one. Maybe close your eyes. And then make your way back to neutral spine. And then on your inhale, draw your right arm up, left foot up, in one long line. Fingers are reaching to the front of the room, toes are reaching to the back. You're lifting out of that shoulder, lifting. Your core is engaged. Breathe here. Inhale, lengthen a little more. And on your exhale, draw your hand back to meet your foot, the outside of your foot. And then kick into your foot and draw your eyes up. Your body will lead you. Breathe. Press into that foot. Take a deep inhale. And on your exhale, bring your arm out to the front, leg out to the back. Lift here. Breathe. Lift it a little higher. A little more. Breathe. Take a deep inhale and exhale them down. On your next inhale, draw your left arm up, right leg back. Create one long line of energy. Lift out of that core. Breathe. Take a deep inhale, and on your exhale, draw the hand back to meet the foot. Pressing into it, kick away. Allow your eyes to glance up. Breathe. Open up that chest, feeling that chest just expanding. Take a deep inhale, and on your exhale, release your hand out to the front, leg to the back. Lift, breathe, lift a little more. A little more, breathe. Take a deep inhale and exhale, release. Come into a couple cat-cows. Come back into your neutral spine. And then slowly make your way all the way down to the mat. Your belly's on the mat. Your arms are back by your side. One ear is resting down. Draw your arms to the front of the room. The pinkies are on the floor. We're going to come into a set of Superman, Superwoman. Maybe find some length here while we're still along the ground. Your toes maybe reach a little further back. Your fingers a little more forward. Exhale everything out. And on your inhale, lift your arms, lift your legs. Reach, lift, breathe. Reach for something that compels you. Reach that which you're passionate about. Reach. Visualize it in front of you. A little higher. Breathe. A little higher. A little more. Maintain. And exhale. Release. Feel your heart beating against the earth. We're going to come into one more set of Superman, Superwoman. So draw your arms back out to the front, pinkies on the floor. And I invite you to close your eyes this time. Maybe take a moment to visualize something. Something that compels you, that moves you. Hold that. So exhale everything out. And on your inhale, lift your legs, lift your arms, raise them, extend, reach for that. Lengthening, breathing, lift. Reach a little more. Inhale and exhale, release. Bring your arms back by your side, the other ear is on the mat. Maybe sway your hips from side to side. Bring your legs together and bend your knees so your knees are touching. We're gonna come into a floor bow. Reach back to the outsides of your feet. Your chin is down on the ground, resting. Exhale everything out, and on your inhale, lift up, lift your feet, kick into those feet, breathe, glance up, allow your eyes to glance up high, feel that expansion across your chest, stay with it, breathe, take another deep inhale, lift, and exhale, release. Arms back by your side, ear on the mat. Feel your heart beating, feel that energy, feel the heat. And slowly make your way up to the tops of your knees. Your knees are about hips width apart. Draw your arms up and bring them back to your lower back so you're tucking them into jean pockets. Take a deep inhale, lift out of the base of the spine, and on your exhale, gently come back, vertebrae by vertebrae. If you can, you can reach for your ankles. Open up that chest. Open up that heart chakra, that throat chakra. This is a vulnerable pose, but breathe into it. Surrender to it. Another deep inhale, and on your exhale, slowly come up, sit back on your heels, Bring your hands to heart center. Close your eyes and breathe. Release your hands and bring your feet around and through so they're coming out in front, fully extended. You can lift some of the fleshy parts out from your sitting bones and draw your arms up, shoulder widths apart, fingers spread wide. Take a deep inhale, lift, and exhale, drape over your legs and come into your forward fold. You can always bend your knees here. Soften your neck. Maybe on your inhales you lengthen, on your exhales you deepen a little more into the mat. Draw back up to sitting. And we're going to come into some ab work, so come onto your sitting bones. Your legs are extended or they can be bent, whichever is more comfortable. Draw your arms up, palms clasped. Take a deep inhale, and on your exhale, come over to your right side. Look to the back of the room. Inhale, come back to center. Inhale up, come over to the left. Come back to center. One more time, up and over to the right. Come back to center. Up and over to the left. Reach back, look back. Come back to center. Open up your arms, palms up. You're sitting high. Take a deep inhale here, lift. And exhale, hover 2 inches above the mat. Inhale, up. And exhale, hover. Inhale, up. Exhale, hover. Inhale, up. Exhale, hover. Inhale, up. Hold it here. And exhale, hover for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Release. Feel your body spill open. Draw up your right knee to your chest. Left leg is extended. Inhale it close to your body and exhale, let it move over to your left side. A gentle spinal twist here. Allow your hand to spill open. Take a deep inhale, and on your exhale, bring it back to center and release the right leg to the ground. On your next breath, draw in your left leg to your chest. Squeeze it a little tighter here. And then on your exhale, let it fall over to your right side. Left arm spilling over to the left. On your next inhale, bring it back to center and draw up your right leg to meet your left, so you're giving yourself a hug. Maybe you're reaching for your elbows. Take a deep inhale, and on your exhale, squeeze a little tighter. Maybe sway from side to side. Give yourself a hug.
She says, wait.
Take a deep inhale, and on your exhale, butterfly your legs open, knees open, hands meet at the ankles.
Birds are leaving over our arms, and then one of us will.
Take a rich inhale here, and exhale, ha. Take another inhale, and on your exhale, come out into your Shavasana.
One will spread ashes.
Allow your body to melt into the mat. And take a moment to observe your body, see how it's feeling. See if there's something else it's asking for. You can come into a bridge, a wheel, a shoulder stand, maybe more abs, or you can just rest here and allow it to soak in. Over the next few breaths, make your way down to Shavasana. And allow your whole body to melt and the ground to hold you. Softening your hands and your feet, your face. A few reminders. If you rented your mat, you can just place it on the ballet bars on the side. And as most of you know, we're a donation-based studio, so there'll be a tissue box in the back, and that's deeply felt. It's what keeps the doors open. And with the Memorial Day holiday, I think we have just a 12 o'clock and a 5 o'clock class on Monday. Take this time to allow this all to just soak in and infuse you. And I just want to thank you for your intention, and have a great day. We'll end with a quote and the Tibetan singing bowls.
One night of magic rush, the star to simple touch. One night of cushion screen, and then ring. 10 days of perfect tears.
This is called life.
We had a
approaching the twilight of my existence, I bless you, life. Because you never gave me either deceitful hopes or unjust foils nor undeserved endurances. Because I see at the end of my ruggedy trail that I was the architect of my own fate. That if I extracted the bile or the honey of things was because I put in them bile or zesty honey. When I planted rose bushes, I harvested always roses. It's true that to my exuberance has followed the winter, but you didn't tell me that May was going to be eternal. I found undoubtedly too long the nights of my sorrows. But you didn't promise me only merry nights, and in exchange I had other nights reverently serene. I loved and I was loved. The sun shined on my face. Life, you owe me nothing. Life, we are of peace.
Good call.